Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Welcome to the Sports Lounge. I am Michael Horn, and the star of our show is a man we call around these parts the Sultan. He is the Sultan of safeties because this is a record that will, I'm sure, never be broken in the NFL. He had two safeties in one game in the same quarter. We're talking about the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer.
Thanks so very much, and welcome to our show. Another great week to be with you. I'm always looking forward to my time with you folks. I hope you guys are having a great weekend. You're having a great week. I've had some very, very exciting things at my house. I had the gardeners over cutting my hedge back.
That's very good. And the Dodgers are in the news. They are going to take the traditional Dodger Stadium, and they're shopping it. They want to rename it, and they're going to say, they want you to spend $12 million to have it be called like Wells Fargo Dodger Stadium or Mike and Fred Dodger Stadium or Fred and Mike.
I think it should be called Hooters Dodger Stadium.
Hooters Dodger Stadium would be good. Yeah. Good food there at Hooters. I go there for the food.
What?
I go there for the food.
I've heard there's a lot of other good things there, but foods wasn't one of them.
I go there for the food. It's a good stuff. So I wanted to mention to you that, by the way, speaking of food, I was hearing a story the other day. I think you were telling me about the craft services that some of the actors and actresses would go when you would be on set, and they'd get food, speaking of Hooters, and they'd wrap it all up and take it home with them. Did you ever know of anybody ever doing that?
Oh. Well, I never did.
You never did?
No. They would cook for me, but they would put it in my trailer, and I'd go eat it, and that would be it.
Well, I heard that Barbara Streisand used to go take brisket of beef. And take it home and wrap it all up. So I'll take that, and then she'd take it home with her.
Wow. That's...
So I don't know if that's a... So you would just have the chefs prepare it for you, but you would eat it there on the set?
Yeah, that's right.
So what would your normal diet? Would it be
salmon,
the salmon?
Salmon and brown rice and
broccoli,
frijoles, chicken tacos.
It was all broccoli and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that. Huh?
Believe me, I tell you something. There's nothing like a midday shot of salmon.
It is. But it's got to be done right. You go to restaurants and you don't have glaze or anything on it. You just take the basic salmon.
I don't want things getting... I want to taste the food I eat. That's my philosophy.
All right, so we got a good show for you. Settle back, relax, lots of stuff to talk about here. Follow Fred on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, Dreyer. Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. And send him emails. He reads them on the air. We'll have an email segment today. FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, payroll taxes, or have not filed your returns, the IRS will get you. They can take your property, take you to court, even put you in jail. One call to Wahl & Associates and your tax problems are solved. Wahl has saved clients over $150 million in the last 5 years. Our average client settles for about 10% of what is owed. With one call to Wahl, you'll never need to talk to the IRS again. We offer free face-to-face consultations in your local area. Remember, Wahl has a proven track record with a total client savings over $150 million. Call now for your free face-to-face consultation. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940.
Right now at the Home Depot, Ortho Bug Be Gone 32-ounce concentrate, ready to spray, or 10-pound bag is your choice, two for just 10 bucks. There's no magic to making bugs disappear, but there is Bug Be Gone. It'll knock out over 100 types of insects for fewer pests in your lawn and more money in your pocket. Start your own disappearing act with Ortho Bug Be Gone. Your choice, two for just 10 bucks, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through August 2nd while supplies last, U.S. only.
Guys don't really talk about antiperspirant. Despite that, 91% of Dove Men Plus Care users recommend it. Here's what they said.
It blocks the, perspiration, I think is the fancy word.
It's comfortable.
It smells nice. My girl likes the smell.
Well, it's
hard.
I think it's quite masculine. My underarms aren't the worst thing at the gym.
It's kind of like the Hoover Dam for my armpits, I guess.
Dove Men Plus Care antiperspirant. Tough on sweat, not on skin.
Welcome back here to the lounge. I'm Michael Horn, along with the star of our show, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer. So this happens at stadiums all over the country, but Dodger Stadium in Los Angeles has never been named like, Wells Fargo Dodger Stadium or anything. And now the Dodgers are looking at naming rights, and they want $12 million a year to get naming rights for the stadium. What do you think about that, Fred Dreyer?
It's business. That's the way it goes. It won't bother me a bit. And
it was purity to just have a Dodger Stadium and no name.
Here's my question. It's $12 million a year for, 5 years?
They're going to sell the naming rights for $12 million per year. They just said per year.
This is
Terry Lefton put this up on sportsbusinessdaily.com. You can read more about it. But it's the only field itself that the team is attempting to sell. And so, if the sale comes to fruition, the park would be referred to as naming rights holder field at Dodger Stadium. So Mike and Fred Field at Dodger Stadium.
Or Fred Field.
Fred Dreyer Field.
Fred Dreyer Field.
At Dodger Stadium.
At Dodger Stadium.
And they're opening for bidding and naming rights. It's unclear if there have even any bids have been made at this point. But it's the third oldest active park. That's a good trivia question.
Yeah, we know that.
Number one
many
is...
Many people know
number
that,
Number one is
way.
Chicago. Number two is Boston.
Boston's first.
Boston 1, Chicago 2, Dodgers 3. What's the fourth oldest field?
Giants. I mean, no one cares. No one's going
it's
that far.
It's Anaheim right? Stadium where the Angels
67,
play.
67.
Is the
66.
Fourth oldest field, yes. And so anyway, they moved from Los Angeles to, from Brooklyn to Los Angeles. 1962, they built a new stadium. It was called Chavez Ravine for a while when the Angels played there. But it's 55 years of history. It's never been sold, the naming rights, and now it's going to be sold.
Did I tell you when I was working for Hanson Engineering in 1965?
Right.
They would send me from Lawndale, Hawthorne area.
Yes.
Where the machine shop was. And they'd load up all of this aircraft parts, aluminum stuff, blocks.
Okay. Well,
I would deliver finished product, and they would load up this aluminum bullion.
Okay.
Huge blocks of aluminum.
Huge blocks.
To bring back to the shop to turn into airplane wing parts.
Oh, okay.
So I did, anyway, that's what I did. And I did a lot of other stuff.
Yes.
And I ran a profile machine, and I did a bunch of other stuff. And so they used to send me out to Anaheim. So I used to go out there, and on one of my little junkets out there, I pulled off to the side of the road, and it turned out to be, you know, the Orange Grove area where they were making Anaheim Stadium. I'd sit there and have lunch, watch them tear down the orange trees.
And make the stadium.
Yeah, I said, what the hell's going on out here? And the guy come by and goes, hey, get your car off the side of the road here, kid. You're going to...
You'd watch them build a ballpark.
You got these big trucks coming through here. I said, well, what's going on here? He goes, well, they built the Angel Stadium here.
And you played there when they converted it to football for the Rams.
Yeah, I did the terrible field.
And Gene Autry, who was the guy behind the Angels, right, the owner, the great cowboy, Gene Autry, what a legend.
He was the best.
He has a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame with four things on. Usually they put like a TV set or a radio or, you know, a microphone if you were a singer or whatever you were.
Yeah.
He has a record because he was a recording artist. He has the radio because he was in radio and shows. He had the TV show and he had the screen for motion pictures. He's a four-threat guy, very fewer that way. Anyway,
yep.
When they converted it to allow it to be football and baseball, the story goes he went out to home plate and looked around and he got so upset he took his hat off and just threw it on the ground in disgust because they ruined the stadium not only for football but for baseball as well.
How'd they do that? What do you mean?
They cordoned off, you know, it was all open in the back and everything. It's back open again because there's no more football there, but they tried to switch the field around with press boxes for football and baseball.
Well, they did. The whole outfield was wide open.
Yeah.
And then they decided the Rams are going to move there, so they had to close it in so they get 80,000 people.
Correct.
There. And but what the irony is, they got more people there. Team went downhill. And eventually the idiot owner pulled him into St. Louis. But the field itself, I keep telling you about that. The field, you go out there, and that's the field. Hard as a rock. You might as well play on your driveway. It's the worst playing surface I've ever seen. Because it has to be for, it's compacted crushed brick
right.
For baseball.
For baseball.
Yeah.
And so it's tough on you for legs
it's
and
terrible.
Football.
No, it's terrible.
Yeah. So anyway, so the Dodgers may name their stadium, you know, some kind of corporate name or something it might be called, instead of just Dodger Stadium.
Well, it could be Hooters Dodger Stadium. Why not?
It'd be all right. I think that's actually, I'm starting to like
people,
the idea
I
now.
Think people would welcome.
I would.
And you'd have the Hooter girls out there taking batting practice.
Just like the Lakers have Laker girls. They could have the Dodger
Laker
Stadium.
Girls.
Hooter girls. And they could do some kind of, and that would be new.
But it's
on
a
the
great,
sideline.
It's a classy franchise to be associated with.
Yeah, because we don't want to destroy the Hooters. We'd love them to advertise on this show. So if you're listening, which could be the Hooters studio.
I would love to have a Hooters girl here to help me broadcast the show and deal with you.
Why don't we name this studio the Fred Dreyer Hooters Studio?
Well, we could absolutely do that.
Yeah.
We should. You see this stadium that we're sitting in here, folks, for some of you who are on
if you
podcast.
Watch us on Tiki Live and watch us at crntalk.com.
We're going to get rid of the stadium stuff because I don't like looking at it. I want the Hooter girls in the background.
So we have the Hooter Studio. We were the Solar Optimum Studio for a while. And by the way, if you want a naming rights to the studio, we'll give it to you for $12 a show. Forget about the 12
it's
million.
It's going to be $1,200 a show.
$1,200 a show?
Well, come on. Think about it. $12, we're going to do that. $1,200, you could at least
buy ourselves a couple of sandwiches.
Buy some salmon.
That's good. Okay, so $1,200.
All right, what are we doing here today anyway?
So that's number one. Number two.
I feel like I'm drifting.
Okay, don't drift. Here's another baseball story. I need your comments on this because there's been complaints. First, Rich Hill, famed pitcher, is now in the Dodgers, but he played a few other teams. And he was out on the DL last year and this year with blisters. And people go, why are you getting blisters? And now they're talking about, well, there's a lot of home runs going on. Is the ball juiced? Is the bat different? What's going on? They think the seams of the baseball has been changed. And so not only Rich Hill.
The flattened out, you mean?
Yeah, flattened out. But a lot of other players are now, pitchers, are complaining that they're getting blisters. So Rich Hill says, look, here's the way we solve this, if Major League Baseball will go with it, is we can wear a Band-Aid or some sort of thing over your finger so that it doesn't go ahead and give you the blister.
Why don't
you
wear some gardening gloves? You know those nice gardening gloves with the leather inserts?
Oh, the ones OJ had?
No. Those were, no, you don't want those. But you,
so
want,
you want
some
gardening
nice
gloves.
Gardening gloves. Which are with cotton on the outside. They're loose fitting, so you can get them off.
Right.
They're loose fitting, and then inside the webbing is leather. So your fingers, as they grip the ball, are is leather on the ball.
You just get one of those things where you can go over the finger with a Band-Aid type thing and have it custom made, and then they wouldn't get blisters.
You mean like CPAs do when they're counting money?
Yes, that kind of a thing.
At the bank, you know, people
yes.
at the bank.
I think that would work. I think Rich Hill's got a good idea, and it would stop people from getting injured, and there you go.
I'll bet you that's an interesting point you bring up.
Thank you.
I bet you that if you put one of those heavy plastic, like it looks like a condom, but you put it on your finger. on your finger,
pitching
your forefinger,
whatever finger's getting a blister,
and I'll bet you could break off some curveballs with that thing.
That's what I'm thinking. You know, they talked about that liquid bandage stuff that you could put on too, but it's like, I don't know, just something that they could, you know, every pitcher could have the option of using it or not using it.
But well, I think they should have more of an eye on baseballs and bats and gloves than they normally do, because you know, they even have gloves, they even have rules and regulations for how big a glove can be. So why not a baseball? The baseball is very key.
That's it. That's the Rich Hill theory, is the baseball, the stitching is different.
Yeah, he's right.
There you go.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. By now, you know all too well that SR22 auto insurance is way more than you'd ever want to pay. You probably thought you didn't have a choice, but you were wrong. Our company specializes in low-cost, very affordable SR22 auto insurance for high-risk drivers. We know that mistakes happen, so take pride in being able to offer absolutely free quotes for this very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. We're standing by at 800-758-0725. The only thing you need to do is stop waiting around while your monthly payments stay as high as they are. Our knowledgeable representatives are ready for your call at 800-758-0725. The quote is free, and we'll even handle the filings so you could start saving money every month even sooner. Call 800-758-0725. That's 800-758-0725. Once more, 800-758-0725.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
We are back in the Sports Lounge. We being yours truly, Michael Horn, the star of our show. The man we call Sultan because of those two safeties in the same game. The all-pro defensive end for the Rams. Started out with the New York Giants. I believe he was on the New England Patriots for a while just to maybe, you know, tell him, hey, you might win a Super Bowl ring someday. And then a guy who played baseball before that and, of course, became the acting one and only icon, Mr. Fred Dreyer.
Thank you so much. Chris Christie, governor of New Jersey.
I like the guy.
You do?
Well, he's kind of like a sports guy.
Well,
he
he's an
sports.
Affable guy. He's, yeah. he's kind of fun.
He might do,
but,
they keep
but I don't like
do
I don't
show.
Like his politics. I don't. He's a liberal.
He's going to be leaving office soon.
Yeah, he couldn't probably leave it fast enough for the people there. And
but he caught a foul ball at the ballpark the other day.
And he was booed.
Yeah, I don't know what the deal. I mean, here's
this
guy.
They booed him, and then he it was at Met Stadium.
He's a New Jersey governor. They say he has a 15% approval rating, but, you know, that's fake news.
That's all.
And he didn't get love. He was booed at Citi Field after catching a foul ball in the third inning off the New York Mets in the New York Mets game against the St. Louis Cardinals. And, it was nice to see him at the ballpark. And then, by the way, after he caught it, he gave the ball to another fan, to a kid. He handed the ball to a kid. So why would you boo a guy that catches it instead of keeping
it? Maybe
gives it to a punk kid.
Well, maybe then they must have applauded him.
No. Because they don't these days. They just don't.
No, it was not in Philadelphia.
So I thought that was, that's true. So I think that was pretty good, that catch. We'll post it up on our website. You can see it.
Yeah.
Now, Mike Trout and what's his face? Harper from Washington. The Washington Nationals were playing the Angels. And Bryce Harper and Mike Trout. Bryce Harper hits a home run in the top half of the first inning. Mike Trout comes back and hits one in the bottom half. Arguably, these are two of the best players in baseball.
Yes, I agree.
So, that was kind of an interesting, good series. To see those guys together. The Yankees apparently have made quite a deal. They put together a blockbuster trade deal with the Chicago White Sox.
Now, wait a minute. Is that a block? Would you categorize this as
here's
blockbuster?
The thing. Well, the White Sox give up a lot of guys, and then the Yankees give up a lot of their prospects. So, you know, this was the trading deadline was going, but the Yankees got Todd Frazier, David Robertson, Tommy Conley, is that what it is, from the White Sox, in exchange for Tyler Clippard and the prospects Blake Rutherford, Ian Clarkin, and Tito Polo, and apparently those prospects.
Oh, Tito Polo, excellent! Yeah, the Polo family.
Just stop, would you? You've played Tito's game in the swimming pool before with his brother Marco. That put it together.
Marco, Tito, and Marco.
It's called the Marco Polo game, where they shouted Marco and then Polo.
Yeah,
Tito did
you
this.
You have to close your eyes, though.
You have to.
The game is on the honor system.
So anyway, the Red Sox were showing an interest in the third base guy that they picked up on this deal, and so the Yankees take Frazier was scratched from the lineup, and he goes over to the Yankees.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good deal.
Yeah, but he was doing well for the Reds. The Reds traded him to Chicago, and then he hit 40 home runs, but he hit like .180. And so they made him available. The Yankees get him, and I'll guarantee you he'll get with a hitting coach.
Yep.
And he'll resuscitate his career, and it'll be another great Yankee success.
It's going to help. It's going to turn the Yankees around in the second half. And again, the Red Sox were looking for help at third base because they let Pablo Sandoval go because he just didn't turn around and do anything he was supposed to. And so Conley was a Yankees draft pick from 2010, was traded to Chicago, was the most efficient and surprisingly valuable reliever this season. Now he's back with the Yankees. So
Pablo
Sandoval, yeah.
Sandoval.
Yeah.
The Panda. Ex-Giant, free agent, went to Boston, fizzled and flopped. Now he's got hurt, and he's complaining and moping around. And so they gave him a bunch of money over 5 years, and now they're making him available again. That they may waive him outright. Who knows? But the idea is that there's a chance, there's a chat up in San Francisco that the Giants should and perhaps will approach him about coming back to the Giants.
Now, he said things that were nasty about the Giants when he left, but now he's saying good things about him.
He's out of a job.
Out of a gig. But here's the thing. I think that the magic might be there because he probably played well for the manager Bruce Bochy, and he could take over at third base, and maybe what do they got to lose here in this season, the Giants? But put in one of their guys that was...
So you mean just bringing him in, take a look at him?
You know, I would put him in there. I mean, the Giants need some help somewhere. This puts the nucleus of their world championship team back.
They do not need help at third base.
Well, could Panda play somewhere else?
Well, that's the question. Would you bring him in on the team to pitch hit, or how would he fit in between now and the end of the year? He's got like 65 games left.
Yeah, if they're set at first base, I think they're okay there.
Yeah, so, I mean, their problem was pitching.
Maybe that ship has sailed. Maybe Panda can pitch.
Let's get a prophylactic on his middle finger.
Put the bandage on there and let him throw a few.
I have faith in him.
We're back in the Sports Lounge. Thanks for joining us here every week at this time. Michael Horn, Fred Dreyer, the acting legend, the football all-pro defensive end. Glad to have you with us here today. So one other note on this Panda deal. We don't know exactly what the Pablo Sandoval has been designated for assignment by the Red Sox. And they're saying, you know, he's got $95 million, a five-year contract. And he might have a reunion with San Francisco. And the Giants general manager, Bobby Evans, said, you know, he's not opposed to it. The Giants won three World Series during the Pablo Sandoval's time in San Francisco. And he says, I don't know what ultimately the Red Sox are going to do, and we'll just have to see what plays out. But apparently, he says, I don't think any of us feel particularly burnt by his comments. Sandoval said some things about the Giants that he wasn't renewed in time or whatever. He says, I think that we all know him, and we all didn't wear anything personally from his departure. So anyway, we'll see what happens, if that's going to be a reality or not.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. But my interest is right now that very quietly,
yes,
it's been talked about, but I'll talk about it again. Milwaukee Brewers might be the biggest surprise in Major League Baseball.
They really seem to, you know, everybody said Cubs are going to repeat, and the Brewers have just quietly entrenched themselves in the Central Division of the National League. Who's the manager over there?
Craig Counsell.
Yeah.
And you know, I made a little note here that Counsell will no doubt be up for Manager of the Year. And you shouldn't talk about it now, certainly, because there's a lot of baseball left to play. But the point is that you got a guy here who people said, you know, was on a short string because that wasn't a very good franchise. But they're playing very well. And
they did well.
And here's what they're doing. They're beating the Cubs head-to-head when they play them.
Now, here's the thing. They always used to say good managers are like catchers because they can manage, you know, the baseball, the pitchers on the team. Here's the thing. You take a guy like Dave Roberts, manager of the year last year for the Dodgers. You take a guy like Craig Counsell. They weren't the most outstanding players of their time, but their uniforms were always dirty. They did anything they could possibly do to beat you and win the game. Dave Roberts is single-handedly the guy that got the World Series championship to the Boston Red Sox by stealing that base. I will not ever change that opinion. You'll never change my mind.
It's a safe opinion.
Dave Roberts.
That's a safe opinion.
Yes.
Everybody agrees with that.
He made that move and turned the things around, and he beat them just by thinking. And Craig Counsell was the same kind of a utility player that would play any position anywhere and get that hit that would beat you. Jackie Robinson was that kind of guy. He wouldn't just play wonderful. He would beat you. He'd figure out a way to beat you. And that's the difference in ball players.
Well, they put Dave Roberts on first base to do just what he did. To go in and steal second base.
Yes.
But what are they going to lose? I mean, they're down 3-0.
That's right.
So.
And that turned everything around.
Yeah. And here's my point. You know, speaking of this, you know, we do the show from Los Angeles, ladies and gentlemen. So we always talk about the West Coast teams,
well,
probably a little bit more.
See a lot, yeah.
But the point is that you know, I watch the Dodger team and they're great, and they're having a tremendous year so far. But I watch them and they fail at what I think is critical baseball.
What do you mean?
You know, they're hitting home runs like you can't believe. They're blasting these things out onto the freeway. This is unbelievable what they're doing. But what they don't do is they get a guy in first base, and there's nobody out or one out, and the hitter that comes up will not move him over to second base.
A lot of teams are like
that,
and
they will not attempt to steal. They don't have anybody there that's a threat.
Well, they do. Cody Bellinger's the fastest guy on the team.
Yeah, but he's not on base to steal or anything. He just sits there, waits for someone to hit him.
That's why it was a mistake to get a second baseman, D. Gordon. He was a great leadoff hitter.
But that argument, as sound as it is, it was also done is that the people that traded him, you know, people who are running the team now, they didn't want to play that type of baseball.
They wanted.
They didn't want. They wanted. Here's what they wanted. They wanted. They wanted guys to move them along. You know, go to first to third, and you know they want, which is fine. You know, and I don't know if it's a philosophy or not. You know, it's not a philosophy in football to say to somebody, if you catch the ball, run with it. You know, it's not a philosophy. You know, so you're on first base. I want to get to home plate. How can I do that? There's nobody out or one out. Then I'm going to try and steal on this pitcher until someone says, "Hey, don't steal." You know, Dave doesn't want you to steal. You know, they're waiting for a triple. You know, and that's what happens to a lot of teams, especially right now when teams are playing this. I don't know, is it cyber metrics? I lose count.
Yeah, there's so many things.
This is it's
the
just
war
stupid.
Ratings
it,
this.
It used to be that there was a gut feeling that you would have. You know, the Dodgers were in Miami and they played the Dolphins and not the Marlins, and somebody made a comment that, you know, Don Mattingly is going to bring in a reliever. He's got a guy marked for the 7th, the 8th, and the 9th.
Yes.
And that's the way it's going to be. It's not going to be, I think I'll bring a guy in for the 7th and have him pitch to two people or one person, and then bring somebody else in. You know, it's like Tommy Lasorda would go through pitchers like you and I went through Salmon. I mean, it's clear that I think managers today, with all the special stuff you got in baseball,
right?
The best thing is the feel of the game, the gut feel of the game. I think that Dave Robertson has proven he does that. I think Craig Counsell does that.
And so you think now, even though it's early on, we should think about Craig Counsell possibly could be the manager of the year.
Well, once I write it down, which I've just written down, I categorize it, and it will be here until the end of the year.
What do you think? Follow Fred on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R. Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer, and Fred Dreyer at CRNTalk.com. Send him an email. He will answer it just for you.
Suffer from back pain, joint pain, arthritis, or other chronic pain, you need to try the water therapy benefits that Avantage Therapeutic Walk-In Bath provides. Not only does Avantage Walk-In Bath help get you in and out of the tub safely, it is proven to be beneficial to relieve aches and pains, giving you the relief to enjoy your day. You can enjoy taking your new bath and rejuvenating your body in as little as 7 days. And if you call today and ask for the radio special, we'll give you a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Every call in the next 10 minutes will receive a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Your aches and pains can be washed away. Call right now for a risk-free quote. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. That's 800-552-6851.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Right now at the Home Depot, Ortho Bug Be Gone 32-ounce concentrate, ready to spray, or 10-pound bag is your choice, two for just $10. There's no magic to making bugs disappear, but there is Bug Be Gone. It'll knock out over 100 types of insects for fewer pests in your lawn and more money in your pocket. Start your own disappearing act with Ortho Bug Be Gone. Your choice, two for just $10. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through August 2nd while supplies last, U.S. only.
If you have a Lowe's Advantage card, you can get an extra 5% off every day on items big or small. So you can save an extra 5% on a new coat of paint, updating appliances, replacing the flooring, and even save an extra 5% on little things like cleaning supplies, laundry detergent, and air filters. The big to-dos to the everyday essentials. You get an extra 5% savings every day when you use your Lowe's Advantage card. If you don't have one, apply today. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Subject to credit approval and can't be combined with any other credit offers. Exclusions apply. See store for details. U.S. only.
Back in the Sports Lounge, every week at this time, coming to you from the studios of CRN, the Competition Radio Network. I'm Michael Horn. That, ladies and gentlemen, the iconic acting legend, the sports superstar, the all-pro defensive end, waving at you on the TV cameras, Mr. Fred Dreyer. So
there we go.
So here's the deal. You know, all these rules go into place. No sliding in the second. Oh, my gosh. You can't get your spikes up. You can't collide at home plate. And so the Milwaukee Brewers have a new catcher they got, Stephen Voit. He's now on the 10-day disabled list, one day after he suffers a left knee sprain in a home plate collision with Chad Kuhl of the Pittsburgh Pirates at PNC Park. How can this happen? You can't go ahead and collide with anybody. And according to Craig Counsell, the manager that you just mentioned, could be up for manager of the year. Mm-hmm. This guy Voit had a strained collateral ligament.
I think it's Vought.
Is it Vought?
V-O-G-T.
Vought? Voight? Vought? Vought?
It's not Voight.
Vought is wrong with Vought.
Vought? Vought did you
say? The 10-day. Vought, I said his name was Vought. He's going to miss at least 1 month. That's a big deal when the season is coming down to the last precious days. And Vought made his 8th start behind the plate. He managed to hang on to the ball for the out after getting mowed down by Kuhl in the 5th inning of the eventual 4-2 loss. He stayed down for several minutes before being lifted from the game. So how does that happen? You can't collide. You can't have contact.
They did. And the point is that you get hurt playing the game.
Yeah,
that's
so
it. You're not
maybe it would have been better if he would have known he was going to get knocked in. He would have been ready and prepared for the hit.
No. You're going to wind up asking permission.
Thank you. That's exactly right.
To play the sport. And if you have a dirty uniform, you'll be fine.
That's it. Now, here's a depressing story. You San Francisco Giant fans, when you look at the standings, turn the newspaper upside down these days so you get a better feel for it. Because the Giants, they won 3 World Series titles in a period of like 6 years or
5
whatever.
Years.
5 years. And the Giants are in their worst state in over a decade. And now they had a sellout streak there at their park, at AT&T Park.
Mm-hmm.
And it ended this last Monday at 530 games against the Cleveland Indians. They could not sell it out. And 530 days in a row, they sold out the Giants stadium. And this attendance dropped to 39,538. Their home attendance was 41,574. They were third in the league in average home attendance, 41,000, a little over that every game. This was 39,538, and now their streak is over.
Well, it's a passing of time. The Dodgers have had a death grip on attendance since the 60s.
Dodgers do well every year. I don't know if they're leading
they
do well.
I think they are. They get 2 million 7 to 3 million every season. It's like clockwork for them.
Bruce Bochy is also from the Giants. He's chimed in on the fact that he believes the baseballs are causing blisters because one of the guys affected by it, besides Rich Hill, we talked about earlier, is Johnny Cueto, who plays for the Giants. And he says, yeah, I think there's a link. He said, I think there's enough evidence that they might be a little higher, meaning the seams. And he says, Johnny's pitched for a long time, and for him to make a comment, and there's times we've gripped the ball, and there's evidence the seams could be a little higher. So that's a problem. They're destroying some guys' careers because of this.
Well, isn't there a quality control from the league when they go down to, Tahiti or Haiti to spin baseballs?
Yes.
They send all that stuff down there.
What if they changed them?
And is there a quality Major League baseball official down there who stands there with a pair of calipers and measures and weighs the balls
and
makes sure that they're up to snuff.
Right.
And that guy, I think that guy should be an ex-pitcher.
I think you're right. Yeah. Should be a guy who can grip it and see what it's like.
She said, "This is not good. We don't like that. We want you to raise the we want you to raise the seams on this damn thing."
Now, after this football, this Washington Redskins again, they're calling their logo racist, and so the thought came out today. We got a note in there. Why is the Chicago Blackhawks, another Indian logo, okay, but the Washington Redskins is racist? Or why are the Indians okay and the Washington Redskins races? You know, why should they be changed? It's like it's a stupid thing. Leave them alone.
Well, of course, yeah. I mean, if you're Dan Snyder, who paid a lot of money for the Redskins,
yes,
you're going to let a bunch of a bunch of political groups, march outside your place of business and demand that you get rid of your logo.
It's your history.
Yeah, just send a guy out there and with a fire hose and say, "Get off my property, or you're done."
You would turn the fire hose.
Absolutely,
on.
Get him off my property.
I you know, people are just nuts these days. It's like
fire hose is good. I like fire hose. That's a very effective thing.
Do they still have the guy on the Atlanta Braves? There's another logo, Chief Nakahoma. Does he come out of his tent and dance around after a home run is hit?
Yes, that guy, he's an alcoholic.
And they, that is not true.
And they bring him in. He goes to wine lunches with a friend of mine.
That is not true. I don't believe Chief Nakahoma. I think they've stopped that. And that used to be great. Every time the Braves would hit a home run, Chief Nakahoma would go out and do a dance around the teepee.
And if you notice, the reason I brought in fire hoses, and I'm going to throw in some German Shepherds.
Yes.
Is because the headline is, why is the Chicago Blackhawks logo okay, but Washington Redskins racist?
Exactly.
Right? Well, I mean, if that's the conversation they want you to enter into, then yes, you got to bring out the fire hoses and the German Shepherds.
That's exactly right. You know, this is what the logo was. This is the history of the game.
Yeah.
No one's complained about it up till now. Why now are you having a problem?
Because
with it?
It's politics. It's liberal politics. And it's pathetic. And all you got to do is, I say, get the fire truck and the German Shepherds out there, buddy.
All right, we continue straight ahead. It is the Sports Lounge. That's the one and only Fred Dreyer. I'm Michael Horn. Thanks for joining us. Email Fred, freddreyer@crntalk.com. Twitter, fred_Dreyer. Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn with the one and only Fred Dreyer. Our email segment here. This comes to us from a gentleman named Nectarios. He says, Fred, President Trump needs all the help. Please reach out and tell him your feedback. This year, my premium went up 10%. He's talking about health care. Don't know what next year holds. These senators are failing us.
It's only 10%. I'm surprised it's that stayed at 10%. You can get ready for it to go way up.
That's what I heard. It goes up to like 50% or something.
55, 56, 60%.
Donna says, in 1984, I was 19 and in love with you. I watched every Hunter. I'm 52 now, and you still look hot and handsome. If you are ever in Michigan, come see me and make a dream come true.
Well, Michigan, huh? I'll have to put this in my glove compartment.
D says, happy belated birthday, hoping it was a fabulous day.
It was a great day. I had a great, great birthday. Thank you.
We took you out. Did you tell everybody that we took
you out? I try not to mention that.
Gail says, and by the way, Gail sent you the Tootsie Rolls that you're always eating
she
here
did.
On the show.
Yeah. I had one today right on the air.
She says, you're welcome for the Tootsie Rolls. I am happy you enjoyed them. He's running low.
Thank you so much, Gail. Well, you know what happens? We put it out there for everybody to partake in it, and they're almost gone now.
Pete has sent an email. He says, Fred, I just found your radio show. I will listen every Wednesday. That's when we do the show live. And, of course, it's on the weekends, too. Big fan of yours and the Rams.
Thanks so very much. It should be a great season coming up. I hope you enjoy it.
Rams should be okay. A little better this year.
They'll do a lot better.
And here's a question from Matthew. He says, Fred, how many concussions do you think you've had?
Do I think I've had?
How many, Fred?
How many can I remember? Well, that's the question. I mean, I know I've had seven that I was hospitalized.
Wow, seven? You're hospitalized. Yeah, that's scary. All right, write to Fred Dreyer. We'll send the email address out. Fred Dreyer, Dreyer, @crntalk.com. We'll be right back. Lounge. It's the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn. That's the one and only Fred Dreyer. So listen to this. ESPN has posted big viewership numbers. I turned on TV the day and I'm watching replays of basketball. They got this Summer Basketball League, and they're saying the big ratings are up there thanks to the Lakers. They're up 112% from last year.
Mm-hmm.
Average viewership doubled from 369,000 to 783,000. And one of the top seven teams viewed the games featured the Lakers. So that's kind of interesting. Maybe Mitch Kupchak is doing a great job.
You know what's interesting about this is they're up because of Lonzo.
Yep.
The UCLA guard, the second pick in the draft by the Lakers.
Right.
A quote by Magic Johnson. Lonzo was special, no question about it.
Lonzo Ball, right.
Because he makes everybody better, and he does something you can't teach. He gives you a scoring pass. Very few point guards in this league can do that. Now, here's what's interesting.
Yes.
The Laker, give you some perspective on this comment. Magic Johnson, arguably one or two best point guard ever in the league, makes a statement about another point guard, about what's missing on the team. 2 years ago, the Lakers, Mitch Kupchak, GM, picked D'Angelo Russell out of Ohio State as their guy to be their point guard. Well, the one thing that was clear about D'Angelo Russell, who was 2 years later and just about a month ago, packaged in a deal that sent him from the Lakers to the New Jersey Nets.
Right.
New York Nets. So here you have a decision that was made by Kupchak on D'Angelo Russell, a point guard, who could not do what Lonzo is doing. Now, it's very clear that Lonzo was special. He is special.
Right.
And he is what is missing on the Lakers team. He's missing. He's a playmaker. What he does is he allows the team to realize, I better get to my spots. I better pay attention. I better watch what's going on. I better be ready for a pass, because this guy is going to throw it to me. And so just by the mere fact that that's the type of basketball player with the vision that he has, he forces the team to play his style of basketball.
Right.
All right. D'Angelo Russell could not do that. And it was clear when they worked him out he couldn't do it. It was called vision. Lonzo has a special vision. He understands the floor.
He can see it.
He sees where he sees and tells you by how he sees and how he passes where he wants you to go.
So why'd they sign Russell then?
Well, that's the point.
Okay.
So you got a Kupchak who is a forward when he played, who really doesn't have any idea about what Magic Johnson was talking about.
And yet he's general manager of the team.
For a long time he was.
Making the deals.
And they kept missing on point guards.
And nobody is stopping him.
Until Magic shows up and says, I'm going to be the general manager here, the president of operations.
We got to get these guys in.
That's the guy I want. That's the guy. And here's the reason I want it, because I know what he'll do with the team, and they're doing it. So that's the change. That's called knowing what you're doing.
Being the right man for the job.
Yeah, you know, you have the right inside. You know, you're going to send who are you going to send out to, take a look at the horse flesh?
Right, there you have it. The pearls of wisdom from the one and only Fred Dreyer. You know, stay with us throughout the week. Fred Dreyer is on Twitter all the time. You can follow him, Fred_Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R. You're tweeting all the time, aren't you? Comments about everything.
Well, we get stuff all the time, and I don't tweet a lot, only specifically. And it's because, you start encouraging a lot of people to send you stuff, you know.
By the way, special thanks today to Courtney Kadare and to our sports director, Tyler Roop, for getting all of our great stories together here on the show today. Follow Fred on Facebook, facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. And you can always send him an email, and we always read the emails, and he answers them for you. Fred Dreyer, FredDreyer, @crntalk.com.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400.
Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn, the star of our show, the Sultan of Safeties. Two safeties, one game, same quarter. The acting legend and all-pro defensive end, one of my friends, our friend. This whole OJ stuff, I'm watching TV last week, and I've been watching the theatrical version of the OJ Simpson trial. I'm watching the documentary on A&E. You played with him. Was this guy, they said that he would have a look on his face like he was a crazy man, and then he would just get into the whole acting guy where he could act a role. What was he like? Did you meet him, talk to him when you were playing against him?
Well, I knew OJ. We were in the league together. Came out of college together, 1969 draft, and so we crossed paths many, many times. Of course, he settled here in Brentwood where I lived. He knew my wife. I knew his wife. I sat across from his wife, Nicole Simpson, at the Super Bowl in 1994, which was several months before she was murdered.
Wow.
And I would talk with her, and, you know, we'd run into each other in Brentwood. I lived about two blocks around the corner from her on Bundy.
Wow.
And so, it was a... It was as close to comfort as I wanted to have happen. I remember I was moving my apartment. I was moving out of my apartment in Brentwood up in the hills, and I heard a big commotion outside. So I went outside, and everybody was running down the streets, and helicopters were flying fairly low, and they were zooming down the streets. I said, "What the hell's going on?" So a woman around the corner from me says, "Turn your TV on. You're not going to believe this." So I turned the TV on, and there it was.
All that stuff going on.
All that discovery of the bodies and all that stuff. It was it was just a weird time of life. And now it's so much time has passed, and yet a lot of the wounds have not healed with her parents and a Goldman family, and it's just an ongoing nightmare for everybody. And now OJ is supposed to be getting out here, and we'll see.
All right, final thought. Michael Vick says he doesn't believe Colin Kaepernick is without an NFL job because of his political views. He says it's his hair. He wants him to get a haircut.
Yeah, that's good advice.
Is that
good? Didn't that guy, Michael Vick, didn't he?
He had a problem with, dog racing or whatever it was, wasn't it?
It was dog racing.
Something like that. I forget what happened, yeah.
That's good advice.
Yeah, that's good advice from him. All right, we got to get out of here. That's our show. Final thoughts from you, Fred Dreyer.
Well, listen, it's been a great week. I'm looking forward to seeing you folks. I say this every week, but I'm genuinely looking forward to our next show.